Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hannity is like extremely conservative. He lets you know. However, Don Lemon comes on. He makes you think he's objective news. I'm not trying to bash CNN.
It's whatever, man.
But he makes you think he's objective news, but he's blatantly opinionated. All right? So either disclose where you're coming from or get someone who's a little bit more objective. Don Lemon is, I mean, love him or hate him, he's blatantly, like, anti-Trump, he's blatantly left. So maybe Don Lemon could disclose that, but CNN makes it appear as though we have 24 hours of unbiased news. That's not true.
That is from the Project Veritas videos that have been steadily being released over the course of the last 24 hours or so. And I think that's the most truth that I've heard anyone say. And the interesting thing to me is that that's not breaking news. That's just an admission of what we've been saying over the course of time. That, in my opinion, Fox News has news shows and they have opinion shows. Their opinion shows are all right-leaning, conservative shows. They have no left-leaning shows. But they also want to make money. And that's how they make money, because people watch those shows. But they also have news shows that have people on both sides of the aisle weighing in on issues all the time. And you know that because you probably, if you're on the right side of the aisle, get annoyed by those people always being present on Fox News. I hear a lot of that complaint through the Facebook page. But they have fair and balanced coverage on their news shows. The difference at CNN is they certainly do not disclose the difference between news and opinion. And their opinion always leans to the left. Let's talk to Mark Cox about it.
I'm very consistent. I'm a very stable genius.
I don't know about him.
Mark Cox, the Mark Cox Morning Show, weekdays 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. joins us now. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Annie, how are you?
Doing fine. Did you peruse all of those Project Veritas videos? Were you able to listen to most of them?
You know, I listened to some of the ones that got released yesterday afternoon. I heard the bulk of those last night, I think. CNN's in defense mode over this, but I don't know how you deny casual conversations that were recorded inside, particularly the ones from Jeff Zucker.
Yeah.
It's obvious. It's been obvious to us for a while, just like you just said. I love that. I mean, it's as obvious as the nose on my face that CNN operates in 24-hour attack mode of Donald Trump these days. They just do. Hearing Zucker explain why just drives home the point to me that it's been intentional for a long time.
Yeah, I think that this is kind of like the Hunter Biden revelation, where it's like Hunter Biden comes out and I know he spoke to ABC, but I'm really not interested in sitting and listening to Hunter Biden have an interview on ABC in a place where he probably feels pretty safe, which is how they got that interview in the first place. Is Hunter Biden swampy? Here's Andrea Mitchell.
There's no question that there is a swampiness about Hunter Biden's work, given his lack of qualifications for a lot of this stuff.
There's so much stuff that we've known for so long. And now it's kind of like we're getting the details behind it. And it's like shocking that the Biden family is swampy, shocking that CNN is biased in their reporting. Is this the Trump effect here? Is this what we're finding out because of President Trump?
Yeah, absolutely. And think about that. If Hillary Clinton was president, you'd never know about any of this, which is the insane thing about Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. Oh, Lisa, I love you. Remember the Donald Trump bite from last week?
To get out of my mind.
It is hard to shake from your mind. We wouldn't have found out about any of these things if not for the fact that Donald Trump got elected. The funniest bite I heard today was the reporter says, where's Hunter? And Hunter goes, I'm right here hiding in plain sight. Boy, that's the truth, because not a single journalist in America had the slightest bit of interest in finding him, apparently, until ABC finally landed an interview with him. Why weren't they parked at the end of his driveway, Annie?
Yeah, well, the harassment certainly isn't there for Biden as it would be if he were Hunter Trump or somebody who was on the right side of the aisle. I mean, let's explore that just for a second a little bit. You talk about if Hillary would have been president. When you think of the magnitude of things that have been aired out since 2016, and I don't even know that we know the half of it yet. There's rumors that the IG report is going to be out on Friday, according to Maria Bartiromo. She said that with Representative Collins on her show. And if that IG report comes out, it makes me feel like maybe I understand why the impeachment story is so hot right now, because they needed to get the groundwork laid so that we could have a distraction potentially from what we hear in that IG report. But think about the magnitude of what we would have no inclination about right now if, in fact, Donald Trump didn't get in there, probably first and foremost, to drain the swamp.
Nothing from James Comey on down. What we've discovered about Andrew McCabe, the multiple emails that came out. You're right. It's pretty stunning when you think about the trove of information that even the Mueller report uncovered inadvertently, I guess. I mean, we wouldn't have known about most of these things, and certainly CNN wouldn't have reported on it. I think I could go back in my computer there and find several of the montages where, you know, every new story about subpoenas being issued in the Mueller report was met. You know, it was the beginning of the end, I think, was how that montage went. Every reporter saying breathlessly, this is the beginning of the end of Donald Trump's presidency. Because the reality of it is, it was the beginning of the end of the false belief in America that we have even a handful of people left in the mainstream media who honestly report the facts to us without coming at it from some sort of a biased point of view.
Mark, it's Ryan. Reports are that the IG report's going to come out soon. We don't know exactly when. Any predictions on what they're going to say about FISA abuse?
Oh, you know, I'm expecting, as Annie referred to a minute ago, I really think that the ramping up of these behind-the-door interviews and subpoenas regarding the impeachment have a whole lot more to do with being able to leak information to distract the media when that happens. I don't think there's any doubt about it. I believe, personally, that we're going to find out that so much of this FISA application was initiated by people with the sole purpose of trying to either delegitimize or remove Donald Trump from office. I think that was their intention from the beginning, and very early on, they knew they didn't have enough information, they didn't have enough facts to prove collusion, and they had to find some way to drag this out. I think that's what's going to be uncovered. And if I heard the reporting correct, and please correct me on this, Maria Bartiromo originally believed that would come out this Friday, but I think what I read earlier today was that she's now saying that it won't be Friday, but they may at least acknowledge Friday that they've got the document, and it'll be released in the coming weeks.
Yeah, that's what they did with the Mueller report as well, where it was like, oh, it's been delivered to Attorney General Barr. I think they've had it for some time. I guess they're going over it to try to figure out what's going to be blacked out or whatever. But I think it's pending, and I think that the information that's going to be in there is going to be extremely important to the future of the country and possibly extremely ignored by those very people serving in the jobs that you once served in as an anchor on a newscast, as a reporter. These people who are supposed to be bringing truth to the American people, to the American individual who doesn't have the access or the ability to gain the information that those very people who are supposed to be reporting the news, it is their responsibility to do so. I mean, from your experience as an anchor and as a reporter, when you look at the way that news is served to the American people today on these cable news channels, what's your reaction to that?
Well, I think that the ability to trust it is gone. I don't know how they even, I don't know where they begin to recover that. You know, what I thought was interesting was that Jonathan Carl is apparently the ABC News reporter, is now been elected president of the White House Press Association, I think it's called. I don't think it's the Correspondents Association. Maybe that's what it's called, White House Correspondents Association. He issued, statements regarding the Hunter Biden situation and honesty and all this. You know, that ship sailed a long time ago for the mainstream media. When they want to go to court and defend the likes of Jim Acosta's right somehow to have a press pass, despite his obvious bias in many of his reports, you can't expect the American people to look at the reports they're getting on a daily basis. You know, the 6 p.m. news, when I was a kid, it was appointment television because you wanted to tune in and find out what was going on in Washington. And these days, you get their line 24 hours a day. The problem is, all too often, it's been the sky is falling has been what they've been reporting, yet the sky hasn't fallen. Nobody believes them anymore. The credibility is so diminished these days, Annie, I don't know how they recover it.
Well, we're going to continue to watch it and get news from our news sources that we trust, and we always appreciate being able to tune in to you to get your reaction Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. Mark, thanks for coming on with us today.
Absolutely, Annie. Thank you.
Yep. We'll talk to you soon. Mark Cox of the Mark Cox Morning Show there on Twitter at MarkCox971. That's Mark with a C.
By the way, zero reports from any middle to left-leaning organization on Project Veritas blowing out CNN.
Doesn't exist?
Nothing.
So in their world, if you get...
Left-leaning news sources
you
are your
know,
source.
You don't even know what happened.
You wouldn't even know it happened.
That's insane. It's absolutely insane. So I've got something in the mix right now, and I'm not really sure if it's going to happen or not, but Ben Friedman, who is from Barstool Sports.
Yes!
I think is going to be on with us when we come back. If he's not going to be on with us next, we'll get him on either today or tomorrow. I want to get him on before the Cardinals are out of the World Series, because he is, as you remember, he's a huge St. Louis sports fan. I believe he's from Chesterfield, but now he works for the big Barstool Sports, and he was the guy who was wearing all the like throwback vintage blue stuff. He had the chinchilla, and it was a big deal. Well, he is following the Cardinals now, of course, in going from game 3 to game 4. And I've got the Cardinals lineup for tonight. And it does not look like the Cardinals lineup of the first 3 games. I'll have that for you. And maybe, biggest tease in the world, maybe Ben Friedman. Or maybe Donald Trump. Who knows?
Let's see what happens. Everybody in the world.
Yeah, exactly. When we come back. Cardinals lineup, you're not going to believe this. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.